is Aftermarket from Breeze, podcast family. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Crypto stocks rally even as the broader market sells off. NVIDIA and OpenAI discuss a credit backstop that could reach $250 billion. And oil slides below $90 on the U.S.-Iran truce.
Plus, CME launches single-stop futures on names like SpaceX and Micron, Tyson and JBS surge on Mexico cattle news, and Trump hits 60 trading partners with a new tariff round.
Let's get into it.
Crypto stocks were among Monday's top gainers, even as the broader market sold off and capital rotated away from chip and AI infrastructure names. But Bitcoin miners lagged the rest of the crypto sector.
That rotation is interesting. You've got the S&P 500 under pressure, AI and chip names taking hits, and yet crypto-linked equities are drawing bids. It's a split-screen market right now.
And JP Morgan Chase analysts say an in-house indicator is now flashing a buy signal. They noted it has typically indicated the S&P 500 is poised to gain.
That's a well-tracked signal. Historically, when it flashes, the index tends to move higher in the weeks that follow. So, while Monday looked rough, the mechanics underneath might be setting up differently.
Meanwhile, U.S. Treasuries rose as the U.S. paused strikes on Iran and oil prices fell. An auction of the shortest dated notes drew strong demand ahead of this week's Federal Reserve meeting, and Brent crude slipped below $90 a barrel as the truce appeared to hold.
So you've got a mix. Crypto stocks rallying, a buy signal from JP Morgan, bonds attracting bids, and oil easing. Stocks closed mixed while oil and treasury yields dropped on the Iran-US truce. That's a lot of moving parts.
Now to a deal that could reshape the AI infrastructure landscape. NVIDIA and OpenAI are in discussions about a credit backstop that could reach up to $250 billion.
$250 billion backstop. That's massive. The idea is that OpenAI could raise debt to fund a data center campus in Pike County, Ohio, leaning on the strength of NVIDIA's credit to get it done.
But the market is already reacting to the broader exposure. Following reports that NVIDIA is in conversations on more than $750 billion of AI infrastructure deals, the cost of protecting NVIDIA's debt against default surged by the most on record Monday.
That's the flip side nobody was talking about. NVIDIA's been the AI darling, but now the size of these obligations is starting to register with credit markets. One analyst noted that this potential $250 billion backstop is another strike against the AI trade and a sign that investors need to look beyond AI stocks.
So you've got NVIDIA's equity story on one side and mounting credit market concern on the other. The same name, two very different signals. Shares of Tyson Foods and JBS NB jumped after the United States said it would resume cattle shipments from Mexico.
That reopening eases a domestic supply shortage that's been driving up the cost of animals for the meatpackers. The earlier import ban was tied to New World screenworm detections, so this is a direct supply chain relief story.
For Tyson and JBS, cheaper cattle inputs flow straight to margins. That's why you're seeing the immediate stock reaction. The screwworm issue slammed the border shut, and now that pathway is reopening. The market moved fast. CME Group launched cash-settled single-stock futures on 55 U.S. equities Monday, plus micro-sized contracts on 22 names.
These are new products, cash-settled, so no physical delivery, and they trade nearly 23 hours a day. The equities covered include SpaceX and Micron, among others.
Nearly around the clock trading on single names. That's a big expansion from regular cash equity hours. For traders who want to manage risk or take positions outside the standard session, this opens a new lane.
And SpaceX in particular is notable. It's a private company, so single stock futures give traders a way to get exposure to a name they can't buy directly in the equity market. The micro contracts on 22 names also lower the barrier to entry for smaller traders.
Oil prices fell and Brent crude slipped below $90 after Iran reportedly said it would suspend attacks as long as a U.S. pause in hostilities holds.
That temporary pause appeared to hold Monday, but negotiations over a lasting peace faced fresh hurdles over the weekend. So the truce is fragile, and the market knows it.
And traders remain on edge for another reason. Satellite images reviewed over the past 48 hours shows smoke at several Saudi oil facilities. The data offered few clues about whether Iran-backed militia attacks had actually impacted the kingdom's energy production.
That's the uncertainty. You have a truce that's holding for now, and President Trump dismissed concerns about dwindling stockpiles. But satellite imagery showing smoke at Saudi facilities keeps the risk premium from fully collapsing. Traders can't look away.
Exactly. Brent below $90 is a headline number, but the undercurrents in the Gulf region mean this market could turn quickly if the truce breaks or if those satellite images turn into something more concrete. President Trump imposed a new round of tariffs on 60 trading partners, including the European Union, China, and the UK.
60 trading partners. That's a broad sweep. And separately, in a surprise move, Singapore's central bank tightened monetary policy, citing rekindled inflation risk from rising oil prices.
Singapore's approach is distinct. Unlike most central banks, the Monetary Authority of Singapore manages medium-term price stability by managing the Singapore dollar exchange rate against a trade-weighted basket of currencies. So they adjust the currency, not interest rates, to fight inflation.
And the trigger here is oil. Rising crude prices feed through to inflation in a trade-dependent economy like Singapore. So even as the U.S. is leaning into tariffs, Singapore is tightening policy to keep price pressures in check. Two very different policy responses playing out at the same time.
That's a full session. Crypto stocks rallying on rotation, Nvidia and OpenAI in talks over a staggering credit backstop, Tyson and JBS surging on Mexico cattle news, CME launching single stock futures, oil sliding below $90, and Trump's new tariff round on 60 trading partners.
Plus a surprise tightening from Singapore. A lot of cross currents. Thanks for listening to Aftermarket from Bree. I'm Milo.
And I'm Mia. We'll be back tomorrow.